I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The new year rolled in with new hope for Lebanon as a beleaguered nation filled its president and prime minister vacancies. Nuno with Triumph for Mercy Lebanon says the new leaders have clean track records with no record of corruption. And as a result,
the atmosphere in Lebanon has changed. You can see people with restored hope. And that is really something that we have lacked for years.
Decades of mismanagement, a staggering refugee crisis, financial collapse in 2019, and the Beirut port blast in 2020 have left Lebanon in ruins.
But when we see people now and we're praying with people, you can see the light in their eyes, like Lebanon is coming to a new place. It's such a joy for us to just see that.
Pray these positive changes will help people see Jesus. Partner with Triumph and Mercy at our website to help Syrian refugees return home, taking the gospel with them. And as President Trump calls for the release of hostages before hell breaks loose in the Middle East, Mike with Global Catalytic Ministry says we should be praying for heaven to break loose instead.
There's 99 names of Allah. Not one is God is love.
Mike says Christians don't always approach Muslim evangelism from a loving standpoint.
More and more, I'm sensing Christians really just being so visceral to how to approach these types of conversations, and the Muslim people themselves is just burn them all, let the nukes drop. We get messages constantly basically saying just kill them all.
But that's not the heart of Jesus. And Mike says there's a better way.
We take the Joshua 5 approach. You know, we lay our lives down for our enemies. And that's the expectation of Jesus.
Please pray that Muslim extremists would be transformed by the extremity of Jesus. There's more at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.